Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. We've been looking all week in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 and following up, but having the mind of Christ, or having the same attitude, the same approach to life as Jesus Christ did. And we have seen that he was motivated by reverence to his Father. That's what motivated him so much of the time. Reverence to his Father. He wanted to please his Father all the time. And we need to learn to think like that. When we think about life in terms of pleasing the Father rather than pleasing other people. But Jesus Christ was not only motivated by reverence, he was motivated by redemption. Do you remember what he said? He said he'd come to seek and to save that which is lost. I love that motivation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being motivated to come to save lost people. Because, you know, that's how I got saved, is when I realized I was lost. You know, you can't be saved unless you know you're lost. It's like, if you're perfectly well, you don't go to the doctor. You go to the doctor when you're sick. And when you're lost, you go to Jesus Christ. And he introduces you to the Father. And so Jesus Christ came to this earth, stepped off his throne, clothed himself with humanity, lived an earthly life which culminated in the death of the cross, and he did that for sinners. The just died for the unjust. He who knew no sin became sin. He was hung upon a cross. He became a curse for us, that we would be saved. He died in our place, in our stead, that we would be saved. What a great motivation. Hey, I'm going to ask the followers here, the followers of the Lord, do you have the same motivation? The motivation that the lost would get saved? When's the last time your heart was broken because you've got neighbors who are going to hell, you've got family members going to hell? They're going to hell not because they're worse than you, they're going to hell because they're not saved, because they have not come to Jesus Christ. Maybe somebody's listening to me today. You're not saved. You haven't gone to Jesus Christ and said, Jesus, save me, I'm a sinner. Then you're going to hell. I don't relish telling you that, but oh, my friend, you can be saved. You know, Jesus Christ was the first missionary to arrive on this earth. Let me ask you, dear friend, do you have any desire to help other missionaries who are out there? Well, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He was motivated by reverence to his Father, but motivated also by redemption. And he came to the cross and died there, was butchered there for our sins. Oh, now, my friend, why don't you come to him and embrace that sacrifice as your own? And he'll save you to the uttermost. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.